Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone, so this week we have Heather. Hi Heather.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Where are we talking to you from?
I am in Douglasville, Georgia.
Oh, so America, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, cool, cool. Okay, so I want to ask you a few things about Tanis, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
What's your relationship with Turner Syndrome?
I was actually diagnosed before I was born. And it's been a wild ride. Ever since I was little, I was having to explain it to doctors who had no clue what it was. So it's been very intimate getting to know it and explaining it to full grown-ups when I was like 6 years old.
Yeah. Wow. What's your most challenging aspect of Turner's, would you say?
I would say mainly the height aspect, being very short. On the edge. I'm 4'7", so I'm tall enough to drive a car, but it's close.
Yeah, it's just the everyday things, isn't it, that it makes an impact on?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's I can't do, like, go on a roller coaster or... It definitely impacts everyday life.
Yeah. What's your most positive aspect of Turner's?
Most positive is it made me learn about my own body and my own limits. So I'm very in tune with my abilities of what I can physically do realistically and what I push myself to do and can get it, but it would be difficult.
That's a good answer. That's a really good answer. I like that. Yeah, it makes you more aware, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so do they have a society, a Turner Syndrome Support Society in Georgia, or do you use the USA one?
Mainly, I just talk with other people on Facebook, actually, about Turner's. Also, TikTok. It's really big on TikTok, where people are talking about it on there as well.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So do they have a dedicated support society in Georgia?
Not that I'm aware of, but unfortunately, I've been so busy with work and everything. I lived in Alabama. But they consider it kind of a rare thing to get. So while there is aspects of places where they study Turner Syndrome, it's not really well known.
Yeah. How have the USA Support Society or the Turner's community helped you?
Just feeling more connected, like I'm not alone. Being able to reach out to people who have similar experiences to me and different. Because there's different types of Turners. So it's very interesting to learn and talk to other people who know what it's like.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It is really interesting. Really interesting. What's your most important piece of information you'd say on Turnus?
My advice would be just don't worry about it, because you're gonna have people who ask a lot of questions, especially like at work. I'll hear little kids who are like, why is he so short? And it's a great opportunity to not get upset, because they're just little kids. They don't know any better. But you can kind of like, oh, it's just this, it's this really cool thing.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your episode before we finish?
I don't think so, except just don't let it stop you from living your life. I mean, I have a full-time job, going to college, so I'm not letting it stop me. And it's not always easy. I have my horrible days where I'm just not wanting to get out of bed, and I feel like I can't really do much because of it, because of everything. But I do my best to move past it, and I see all that I've accomplished, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay, well, Heather, thank you so much for your time today. And everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed that. And I'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about Turnus, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explain what Turner's is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week, and I will see you in the next episode.